Parshas Nosoi. In this parsha, one of the topics that comes up is the topic of Sota, a woman whose husband saw her behaving in a manner that he was concerned. He saw her spending time with another man, and he warned her about it. And yet she persists, she continues, and she goes into a secluded place with this other man. There are no witnesses that she actually committed a sin, but there are witnesses that she went into seclusion. And what has to be done is she has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Kohen, and the Kohen speaks to her first, and he tries very hard to convince her that if she did actually commit a sin, she should confess. She should admit it and not allow the names of Hashem to be erased in order to give her those special waters to drink. If she confesses and admits to her sin, that's a major kapara for her. That's a major atonement for her. If she doesn't, then the Kohen gives her the waters to drink. There's a whole process. The Kohen uncovers her hair and she's reprimanded because of the fact that she crossed a certain line by just allowing herself to be secluded with another man after having been told that this was dangerous, that she should keep her distance. However, if she did not commit any sin, the Torah tells us that she gets a bracha, a special blessing. If she didn't have children up until that point, now she'll be able to have children. If she had children, she'll have better children, etc. Rav Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos, in Hilchas Birchas HaPeiros, Halacha Hei, Paragraph Tezvov, speaks about this, and he tells us that we know that the word Torah means to teach. Every line in the Torah has a message in it for everyone. So that in this instance of a Soita, we don't have this today. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have these special waters that are given to a woman to drink. However, this Parsha applies to each and every single Jew who chas v'shalom transgresses, crosses a line. So that a Jew is tested. If chas v'shalom, the person committed a sin, a sinful act, and if the person feels embarrassed about it, and they admit, they confess to Hashem about the fact that they were wrong in crossing this line, and the person makes a genuine effort to come close to tzaddikim, just as in the case of this woman, she had to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. She had to be brought before the Kohen. And we know that the Kohen very often represents the tzaddik. There's a pasuk that the Gemara quotes, Ki sifsei Kohen yishmeru das, v'toiro yivakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzvokosu. From the lips of a Kohen, you will seek knowledge and wisdom and seek Torah from him because he's like a heavenly angel. That pasuk isn't referring only to a Kohen, it's referring to a tzaddik. So just as in the case of this woman, the husband brought her to the tzaddik, a Jew who realizes that he crossed a red line and he wants to do tshuva, part of that requires the coming to the tzaddik and seeking the help of the tzaddik in being able to do the tshuva. And again, this issue of shame and embarrassment. The Gemara makes a statement that a person who commits a sin and feels ashamed about it, Hashem forgives that person for all of their sins. So this concept of busha, feeling ashamed and embarrassed and sincere regret, is a very, very powerful thing.